A one-armed robot that can lay 1,000 bricks an hour has attracted the attention of global machinery giant Caterpillar. The US company has just invested $2.3 million in Perth-based Fastbrick Robotics and will now collaborate on development, manufacture, and sales of the new machine, Tim Brunero reports.
It's described by its creators as the world's largest mobile 3D printer. Using a 28-metre telescopic boom, the designers of the Hadrian X estimate it will be capable of erecting the entire brick frame of a house in just 2 days. That means the machine could take up to 8 weeks off the construction of a standard home.
I think it's always the desire of any small company to get the support and the validation of a global brand and a global manufacturer, and in this case, with us, it's been with Caterpillar.
Mike Pivak is the managing director of Fastbrick Robotics. He's seen the shares jump 23% on this morning's news of the partnership with Caterpillar.
This is a company that does not have failure in its DNA. They'll be working with us now to ensure that we are a success and that our technology is successfully implemented in a number of different platforms around the world from here on in.
This is clearly a significant breakthrough that's potentially going to take on the world.
Alan Kohler is publisher of The Constant Investor.
There's another one in WA called Aurora Labs, which is a 3D printing business, which has also got world-beating technology. There's another one in Adelaide called MicroX, which has a mini X-ray machine. And they've also done an MOU or a deal with a global company just like Caterpillar.
Over the last 50 years, you know, we have developed and created some amazing machines and technology in Australia, and this is just another one of those stories. You know, if we look back at the cane harvester or the wheat harvester, I mean, they were amazing step-ups in technology, and they improved the lives of a lot of people. I think what we're going to see now is another one of those creations that born out of, Australian hard yakka.
Mike Pivak, who's spent 10 years and $7 million developing the intellectual property behind the Hadrian X, rejects his technology will do people out of a job.
While some people always tag us with being, technology disruptors, which usually means job disruptors, we think that we're going to be creating the jobs of the future now, and I think this is very important for young people coming through school and through universities. All things going well, you know, we should be the employer of hundreds of people in the years ahead.
Alan Kohler agrees.
The robotic bricklayer is brilliant. It's not so great for bricklayers, let's face it. You know, but this is just part of what's going on in the world. Lots of businesses, lots of activities are being disrupted.
And for his part, David Hook from D&R Bricklaying in Sydney, who's been watching the development of the machine with interest from the other side of the continent, isn't hanging up his trail just yet.
It needs a lot of space to operate, and a lot of sites just haven't got that space. If you've got a lot of room somewhere like, you know, in a sort of like an outer suburb, you know, with that hasn't been built yet, you know, there's not enough room. There wouldn't be enough, you know, for renovations and extensions. I think you need a flat slab, you know, you need a lot of room around there.
So you're not quaking in your boots?
Bit of space? No, not at all, no.
David Hook, ending Tim Brunero's report.